Hi, my name is Shelley Runty, 8235 West Coventry Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. I noticed that the park development and park impact fee expenditure options are on the agenda for this evening, and I did review those, and I just wanted to ask the Common Council to certainly not put Kayla's crew or Kayla's playground off to the side, but certainly consider having those impact fees go toward that project that we had talked about last July that had a unanimous vote. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. I'm closed since the comment period. Mayoral announcements, they're just that we're going to have a special common council meeting on the 14th after the other special common council meetings to give the council update on where we're at with the economic development plans. Mr. Liberta was going to give an update on the economic development director's position. The contract's been signed, the purchase order has been issued, the project manager's been signed, and we will start with the interviews. Interviews for the position requirements shortly. Information systems director has not gotten that far, but Mark, so we'll move on with that without objection. Is there a motion to approve the April 21st Common Council meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. It's important that we do these boards and commissions. However, I think we can wait on them. But they have to be done at the next regular meeting. No
we promise.
With what?
We promise. We'll do it next time.
I got to hold you to that. Item G1, a resolution to amend a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for special use credit union upon property located at 7750 South Lovers Lane Road to extend the time for obtaining an issuance of occupancy.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. City Attorney, sorry.
Only that I ran out of time, but I had a note when I quick read the packet over the weekend. I thought the motion at the Plan Commission and staff is here. The city attorney made mention of a reference to the Unified Development Ordinance section in the whereas clauses that gives the reason why there's no public hearing required for this, and I'm not seeing it in this draft. So I would suggest that it... a motion include the inclusion of a provision referencing the Unified Development Ordinance provision pertaining to termination limits and procedure in the resolution.
That doesn't really change anything for what they're asking for.
No.
No, they put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
Reference. Okay.
Here's why. It's a resolution. It's a special use. 99.9. Well, if it's not a time extension, it has to go to a public hearing. Somebody's going to wonder why there was no public hearing on this.
Okay.
Special use approval, and we'll put the reason in there, and it's from the Unified Development Ordinance. Then there's no question if something comes up again.
I'll make that motion. That my motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I think you can do G2. A request for council approval affiliation agreement for practical.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, a resolution to reimburse Victory to Lamb Church for expenses related to the design of the city park.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you both. All those in discussion?
Was the gentleman saying that there were some expenses that were left off of this?
Yes. That they considered their part of this, but their own.
Okay.
And so the total that we're looking at is $35,000.
$35,000 and change, yeah. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. It's the right thing to do. Sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Alderwoman Wilhelm left at 10:55. Item G4, so they can build their place, a resolution authorizing officials to execute a holding tank for Victory to Lamb.
So moved.
second.
Discussion.
Janet.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need to do this one, too. Item G5, an ordinance to amend Section 15.3.0415, the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District in 10, otherwise known as Riverwood Village, to repeal the monument site height limit and to permit a south elevation signage for Oscar's Frozen Custard at 7041 South 27th Street.
So move.
Second.
Suzanne.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, an ordinance to amend Chapter 210, Signs and Billboards, creating Section 210.15, a sign code variance and appeal of administrative determinations amendment. Is there a motion to adopt the ordinance 2015, an ordinance, that dash whatever, an ordinance to amend 210, Signs and Billboards, Section 210.15, Sign Code Variance and Appeal of Administrative Determination, subject to technical corrections and changes by the city attorney?
So moved.
Second.
All the discussion? There was a mention of it.
Just give it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did that. G7, an ordinance to, is there a motion, an ordinance to amend Section 210-3D of the Municipal Code to repeal and recreate the schedule of permit fees related to signs?
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The question?
Yes, Alderwoman Mayor.
I was late to the meeting, and I had was wondering if we could move G10 to be talked about before G8.
Sure. Sure. I was going to actually hold this, but
yeah.
You were going to what?
Hold it.
Or you were going to table it?
Doesn't need to be done.
And you're going to table G8 also?
Oh, G8 has to be done. There's no trails in G8.
Okay.
I
guess the reason for tabling G8 in the first place was to be able to bring forth the information in G10 so that we can make a decision on information from the Streets and Connectivity Committee, which was a committee that could bring ideas that other than what the staff had thought about in the downstairs.
Yeah, I get that. I don't have a problem in the world with it. There's no cost associated with it, so it's tough for us to assign impact fees to it without cost. I'm okay. Mr. Roberto.
If I may, the bulk of item 8 you would be able to lay over if you let me give you a brief presentation on an immediate issue, then I think that the remainder of it with item 10, both laid over one meeting, wouldn't be a problem, but we do have an immediate smaller issue that I don't think item 10 will be able to resolve. So I'd like to just quickly go into that with item 8. You can deal with or choose not to deal with the one issue, and then lay the remainder of item 8 and 10 over to the next meeting.
Item G10. I'm sorry, G8. Park development and park impact fees expenditure options. Mr. Roberto.
Just trying to do this quickly due to the point in the evening and the desire to expand that, because that was talked about at a prior meeting, bringing some complete streets things in. I did spend some time going through very carefully today to, as we've said since last July, we do have a pending issue with the potential need to reimburse park impact fees if not spent in a timely manner. With the public hearing at the next meeting to revise the impact fee ordinance, where it will be fully consistent with state statutes and all the timelines have been investigated and working with Paul with exactly where we are with expenditures. We are in a position now, with Kayla's crew continuing to have been pushed back, where we do need to spend about $46,000 on parks before the end of this month, or as of June 1st, staff will have to undergo some reimbursement. The amount then that staff would request some direction on tonight so that we still have at least the bulk of a month to proceed with an order and have a bill to pay, about $46,000. The one item that I think will is item number three on that park development, park impact, and expenditure options. So we have had many parks as part of our comp plan, our park plan. They will go in. They are very sturdy commodities that can be stored for extended period. So I would recommend that the Common Council direct us to move forward with bidding, ordering, and purchasing one set of park equipment for a mini park to be stored at the Public Works office. If it turns out that you decide not to pursue some of the mini parks, it still would be able to be used in a neighborhood park or in your Southwest park. Playground equipment,
shout it out,
doesn't expire.
I just want to ask, have you ever considered a long-term commitment of impact fees towards a potential senior center?
Yes, the state law pretty much eliminated that option. Community centers and senior centers are no longer valid options. So this eliminates the immediate need for May. You have other concerns that would need to be addressed by June or July, but this at least buys you a little bit of time. And if there are trail activities, I know there's one that could potentially be paved over one that's gravel. So those are things we could deal with at the next meeting. But if we don't have something out of our park that is approved this month, we will be doing reimbursements on June 1st.
Alderman Mayor.
I guess I'd rather have something that's a little bit more useful in the restrooms at St. Martin's Square. Impressed me a little more. So I would make a motion to do number one.
But we weren't going to do that tonight, though. Weren't we just looking at what Mark was suggesting for number three, the playground?
No, he just wants to get some money spent, and he thought that would be the best.
But you're saying idea. That we should get the bathrooms at St. Martin's instead?
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Even though we have no plans.
Yeah, I think the concern there, I think the, and I won't put words in his mouth, but with the other projects he currently has to do to be able to cite that spec that and bid that before the end of the month can't happen. The earliest that could come in would probably be the June 2nd meeting. The difference is with the mini park, we do those park installations ourselves, so we're buying a commodity. It's not a capital project, so the restrictions are slightly different. We're not buying something that we're then going to have as part of a separate project. It's an installation, so we're buying a commodity, so we can probably make that purchase still this month. The bathroom's a very good idea, and you are going to need other expenditures in June and July, but the only one that is really on this list that I can see that you can really pull off very quickly is probably acquiring some playground equipment, with the presumption that there are at least six approved and recommended projects in your corp, all of which could use that, and all of which have growth components for which impact fees are applicable.
Alderman Mayor, you have the motion.
I won't make the motion.
You would, Alderman Mayor has withdrawn her motion, and with the approval of the second Alderman Mayor, is there another motion? It's okay, Shelley.
I have
equipment. Goodbye. No, that'll be too complicated. Thank you, but that'll be. No, thank you. Alderwoman Evans.
These mini parks, though, the land acquisition, they all require hearings, don't they?
That's correct.
Yes, but we're not actually going to cite them. The court and your past approvals provide clear intent that it would still be an applicable expenditure to which tax fees apply, provided that we don't then turn around and use it as a replacement piece of equipment in an existing park. So it has to be purchased with the intent that it's being used in the mini parks or the two neighborhood parks or the Southwest Park. But we have six different parks on our list of things to do within parks to which playground equipment is going to be used and needed. So acquisition of it is, I think, very well within both the public facility needs assessment and the court.
Is there a motion to purchase $56,000 in park playground equipment as per outlined in item 3 of the recommendation?
Well, wait a minute. A set of toddler. So what do you need? So if we're buying two?
Right. Most of our playgrounds have two sets. A set that deals with, I think it's ages 3 through 6. And then the 8 through 13 or something like that. So you buy the two different sets. That's what exists in most of our parks. If you look right back out of Lion Park, Legends 1 or 2, that's what you see at them.
Mr. Ratzenberg.
The motion as it was drafted in the item was to direct staff to prepare a detailed proposal and a budget modification to deal with that park equipment purchase, not to actually purchase it. Because there would be a budget amendment required to fund the appropriation.
I hope everyone senses the level of frustration I have with the development of this particular agenda item. It is not ripe for action. We need to spend 50 grand. Where are we going to spend the 50 grand? It's not on the sheet. Is it?
I would respectfully disagree. There's a recommendation drug. Yeah, I think the information is clearly there. It says park development, park impact, the expenditure options. It's been on.
I understand that, Mark, but we need to spend 50 grand this month. Item 3, the way it's written, needs a budget modification. It's not in here. So we can't do that. Right? Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not positive that that's correct, but alternatively, I guess I'll suggest what staff will do is obtain the quotes, the prices, and put all of that on your agenda for the 19th. 14th or, yeah. Which, either the 14th or the 19th, but just so that it will happen. If you want to make it happen, we'll prepare everything with that expectation. And then Paul and I can go back over the numbers and confirm that it's required. He's probably right. I didn't look at that piece. I only crunched the numbers today to see exactly where we were.
Is there a motion to direct staff to prepare a detailed proposal, cost estimate, budget modification, and quotations to address to purchase at least one set of playground equipment? Estimated it. I'm sorry. Two sets, estimated at $56,000. In return on the 7th. 14.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Click in your pen. Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll do the rest next month. Kayla's playground status. They've all been waiting patiently. Glenn, the highlights, please.
Highlights are that, the restroom facility. We do intend to get the advertising to newspaper this week. We have the plans ready, the spec ready. Long story short, May 28th is when we plan to open bids. June 2nd at your meeting is when we expect to award the bid. And June 16th is when we can actually write a check. We are going to plan commission this Thursday. And then you'll see the project again for natural exception at your next meeting. That's the highlights. Any questions?
Just on the agenda because a motion was made to require it. Here we go. Questions?
Are we going to have any input into what actually goes into the design of this and what maybe should be done?
As far as I call it inside the fence and outside the fence, inside the fence has been talked about since last fall. And I guess is that what you'd like to talk about? I've also showed you information as far as the restroom, the brick pavers, and that sort of thing. So
that's the kind of stuff we were talking about, and I thought we were going to have some kind of discussion as to what we would keep in.
Inside your packet, there's a site plan that should be fairly close to what the actual project is going to be. I think the site plan is starting to actually sit still in one space, so I'm starting to work on a detailed design. The asphalt parking lot, I think we can keep all that. I should note that that the catalpa tree that's had been the topic of so much discussion is actually in pretty poor shape. When you go up to it's actually appears to be dead in several parts of it, so we're actually looking at a little gadget that I think it's called resistometer. So it's like a very small drill, about smaller than a pencil lead, and it drills in and actually records on a graph of how live or dead the wood is. And we're looking at doing that so we can. I'm afraid that even if we keep the tree, it may not last very long without this project. So I want to document that so we don't get blamed for killing that tree. The plantings that you see around the playground, Johnson Nurseries is a firm that we use a lot of, we purchase a lot of trees from. They are going to have a professional do a landscape design for us that would use natural plantings, non-invasive species, be pretty to look at, and actually attract butterflies. So that is something I can bring to council for you. Input on their plan.
Well, I guess I have a question as to, I mean, you're out in the middle of a wooded area. I'm just wondering if we need a planting like that specific, or can we just plant that kind of plantings in the wooded area?
I would tell you that from the resident meetings, we had a lot of opposition to having to look at the playground. And the thought was is that we could somewhat screen it from looking from the outside. So, do you not want to see plantings around it?
I'm looking at the costs and that kind of thing, and not just with the plantings, but costs of some of the items in the area. Just I did bring this up before, so I'm just reiterating some of the costs that were on the budget. I think we probably need to go through that budget and make sure that.
Yeah, and like I said, I think the site plan is finally sitting in one spot as of today, so I'll probably revise in quantities, and I'll ask Johnson Nurseries to go ahead and get started on that design so we can maybe get a better estimate for the plantings.
What are you kind of looking at right now? What was that on the budget? I didn't actually see it on the budget, I don't think.
It was on the budget. I don't recall, but I think I had $2,000 stuck in there for it.
For the drawing or for the actual plantings and everything?
The actual plantings. The drawings, Johnson Nurseries offered to do this for free, the actual design for us.
The site work landscaping, your line was
$3,500.
Okay,
so. I had one quick question, Mr.
Alderman.
Glenn, you mentioned something about writing checks in June?
Yes, for the restroom facility.
Do these checks count as offset for our impact fees?
The timeline that Glenn mentioned for the bidding of the bathroom, just like many times when you pay for something, when you order something, you pay for it up front. That contract and bid document for the bathroom would incorporate a advance payment provision holding the retainage back, obviously, so that it was completed. But it would enable bulk of the purchase to be paid out in June, solving about two-thirds of June's issue, where in June you need to have $226,000 additional spent. So that would solve about two-thirds of June's problem as well. So that's why, you know, provided your concern on the details isn't beyond the bathroom that's been talked about, and he's shown you, because he has to advertise, get that to the newspaper this week, with bid specs ready for next week, published twice, and then you can have it quotes it for your approval in your June 2nd meeting. So that would assume that impact fees are going to be able to address that.
And we're going to have those impact fee studies back.
That's on your the study has already been, I believe, provided to you. I think we. Oh, okay.
I don't have it.
It is on file at the clerk's office by the deadline. Notice of the public hearing was made, and I thought Lisa put one in everybody's box. If not, I can do that. But still, it's on your the public hearing, and the ordinance is on your agenda for the next meeting, the May 19th.
Oh, then it's not in our box yet. It is in our box.
Yeah, I thought we did it the date of the public hearing and noted the day of the notice.
Okay. Yeah.
Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Evans.
Yeah. The cost factors the fitness stations, are those factored in, or did we?
I am not including some of the things we talked about last time, such as fitness stations. I should also note that the paving the trail, it was brought up at the Parks Commission and also the Environmental Commission. They wanted to see that trail paved. We've had a lot of opposition to doing that. When
the
we had
cost on that was $19,256.
I don't have that number, but I assume so. But we didn't. That is not designed right now. When we had sewer pack go out into the wetlands, we did not have them do the entire parcel. So we will do later this year, once we get sewer pack to actually finish delineating the wetlands, so we can bring this, we'll bring that through as a separate project. And unless you don't want us to see do that, then we can eliminate that.
I just wanted to say that the impact fee study was emailed to all of us, and then it was said that if you wanted a hard copy, you had to let Lisa know.
I don't know, I get so many emails. I'll check my emails.
If you'd like one, then we could
put it. Please do.
Anything else on Kayla's? All right. Item G10, Fleet Street's Connectivity Committee recommended trail-related projects for consideration of potential impact fee expenditures. Alderman Mayor.
I thought we were tabling.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that for the next meeting. Similarly, item G11.
Can we make an official motion?
If you want. No, you don't need it. No, let's not do it. This would be, I'm sorry, the next regular meeting.
19.
All right. This one we need to do. Item G12, a motion to authorize certain officials to execute an amendment to the agreement with Rucker & Mielke and Hitchcock Design Incorporated Potential Business Park Development Engineering Planning Services to prepare for an updated concept plan for TID 4, paid for by TID 4. We ran the numbers, as you all know. They didn't work. Rucker & Mielke came up with a scenario that works. Now we need to just pay them for that and get the pretty pictures.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is an easy one. That's the next meeting. G11 is the next meeting.
With Ted.
Yes, 10 and 11, yeah. Commercial Association of Realtors Wisconsin is doing a trade show. They have a limited number of spots for municipalities. It's free. I've already talked to Craig Askins. We'll get somebody to stand there with some pictures.
So moved.
Second.
Excuse me. What are you going to talk about? Because it looks in here like it's only a 45-minute time
frame.
It's
a trade show kind of thing, as I understand it. So people come to you.
So what are you going to have there?
The three development areas.
Yeah. Can we get copies of what they're going to do?
My intention is just have the
but they don't exist, I guess that's the point.
Site layouts, and we can talk about what we're planning. Whether it happens or not, at least we get some interest. As you'll find out next Thursday, we only have one that's working right now. So let's talk about all three. And then, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion.
No.
Was that a no?
Yeah.
Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Danbury.
Aye.
Motion passes. Vote is 4 ayes, 1 no. No abstentions. G14, we need to do this right. Weights and measures.
Actually, weights and measures is not really impacted by the budget transfer. The renewal of the weights and measures contract is the same as it was this year. So this one, as far as I'm concerned, you could hold it, but you would have to approve number 16. Sorry, Paul.
Do you agree we can hold 14, or do you want to do it? Let's do it.
14 also authorized the city to make the principal payment that was due on March 1st.
Okay. Item 14, G14, an ordinance to amend 2014-2152, adopting annual budget for general fund debt service, capital outlay sewer fund for the city of Franklin for fiscal 2015, and approve budget amendments to 2015 budget for debt service on the December 2014 debt offering, weights and measures services, and the water and wastewater building appropriation.
So moved.
Second.
That motion is to adopt an ordinance to amend as outlined above. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The mining ordinance, for the next one, unless there's an objection.
No.
Joel? Mr. Gito.
I think it's simple and it's okay and we can approve it. But there is no specific time crunch.
Okay, let's do it. Norton, let's do that. Mr. City Attorney.
My only concern is DNR's been waiting on this. It was put over once, but I don't know if staff called the rep from DNR. I never got to it since the last meeting, so I don't know if they did or not. But I would ask staff to call the DNR representative tomorrow morning and advise as to the status. If you're going to put it over to the next meeting.
I'd approve. Let's move on with it.
I'll make that motion.
There's two of them there. The first motion is a motion without an ordinance adopting an ordinance to repeal and recreate 176 of the Municipal Code, relating to non-metallic mining and to editorial note provisions of UDO 15-30428, Ordinance 97-1456, stats, et cetera, and state the non-metallic mining reclamation regulating authority of Chapter 176 by reference. That is your motion?
No, my motion was to table it. I was being recommended by the city attorney.
Okay, motion to table. Your second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 can wait.
No, we have to do that one.
Would you guys quit? All right. Is there a motion we're on item G16 for the record. Motion to authorize proper, as opposed to improper, city officials to execute memorandum of agreement for weights and measures inspection with Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for July 1, 2015 through June 30th.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to place the comprehensive annual financial report on file?
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to boards and commissions appointments, is there a motion to table?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? To the next meeting. To the meeting, next regular meeting. 19. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses.
Licensing committee wants to make the following recommendations. These are all operator new. Katarina Becker approved. Paulo Fernandez approved. Sheen Hurub hold for appearance. Operator new will be Sarah Kantorski, approved with correction to application. Kelly Kasner, approved. Mary Jennifer Lofo, approved. Crystal Meyer, approved. Jacob Nordstrom, approved. Caitlin Salut, approved. Molly Saskowski, approved. Dakota Sloan, approved. Operator new on the second page, Brianna Summerfield, approved. Jonathan Weimer, hold for police disposition. Jenna Cagliari, approved. Michael Falk, approved. Kyle Haley, approved. Daniel Hodek, approved. Sarah Kantorski, approved, subject to correction on the application. Jacob Caffaro, approved. Shelley Marquardt, approved. Jacob Nordstrom, approved. Oh, these are renewals. Renewal started at Michael Falk. Jenna Rosick approved. Jessica Rosick approved. Tracy Steger approved. Carrie Woodvar approved. Final page, temporary Class B wine approved. Oh, God, I wanted to do something there, but I'll talk to you, Mark, on that one. Daycare Academy of Preschool Learning approved, subject to inspection. Daycare, Miss Ricky, or Reiki's structured daycare approved, subject to inspections. Daycare, Ultra Smart Food LLC approved, subject to inspections. And Entertainment and Music 1516 Showtime Cinema approved, subject to inspections.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. All right, we move to I-1. You do have a revised schedule in front of you. Let me let the clerk get locked and loaded here.
Locked and loaded?
That's a military term. I never served, so.
Take a while for that.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right, is there a motion approving that general checking account city vouchers in the ranges of 156216 through 156? 367, the amount of $883,876.40, dated April 17th through May 1st.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated May 1st, 2015, amount of $351,852.05 in payments and various payroll deductions in the amount of $198,674.69 plus city matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion passes. 5 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Motion. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated May 15th, estimated at $366,000. Payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $220,000 plus any city matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes. Your vote is 5 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the property tax settlements and refunds? Ranges of 14856 through 14857. That's a big range. And the amount dated in the amount of $217.49 dated April 17th through April 30th.
So moved.
Second.
There is only one amount. That's the total amount? Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman
Danny? Aye.
Motion passes. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Motion to go home.
It's the last one.
Pastors.
Motion to move in the general.
I was. Oh, that's the bottom one. Sorry, I thought that was a note. Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers at rates 156368 through 156396 in the amount of $212,652.85 dated May 4th through May 5th?
So second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mann.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman
Evans. Aye.
Aye.
All right. The motion passes. 5 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.